Instruction in Metaphysical Healing by Leander Edmund Whipple, 1891. The philosophy of health. Health is the natural birthright of every individual. Metaphysical healing, or the philosophy of health, is an applied science based upon known laws of spiritual force and mental action, through which material objects are governed in their apparently independent movements. The movements of material bodies in the universe correspond to certain spiritual forces. The movements of the atoms comprising living physical bodies correspond to and conform with thought or mental action according to definite laws. Mind, or the intelligent thinking principle in man, governs and controls the action of its own body, either consciously or otherwise, as the case may be, through an intricate variety of laws of mental activity, which, when understood, may be used to advantage by everyone who will take the trouble to learn. It is because these laws are not more generally known and followed that various unhealthy conditions prevail, most of which may be removed and in future avoided through a correct understanding of the real laws which underlie action and on which health is based. For health is the natural birthright of every individual, but its enjoyment rests upon definite principles of harmony and wholeness, which cannot be transgressed, even accidentally, without corresponding results of discord ensuing. Hence, knowledge of law is the key to health. These facts have been learned through long continued investigation and proved by repeated instances of healing of nearly every known form of sickness, results which are vouched for by hundreds of the most intelligent families in the land, including members of nearly all the professions and important branches of business. Thinking people of recognized ability are those who the most readily comprehend the principles and their importance to humanity, when once they hear the theory correctly expounded. Metaphysical healing is a science because its theory is knowledge founded on general truths and principles from which it is derived. It is a philosophy because it deals with powers, causes, laws, and reasons. It is metaphysical for the reason that it is a science of being, dealing mathematically with the known laws of life. Hence it is a branch of metaphysics, and for the reason that its working hypothesis is constructed upon mathematical principles and has been conclusively proved in practice, it is exact in construction and may be relied upon to produce exact results under right conditions. Those who disbelieve this statement have not been correctly informed, or have tested it, if at all, under wrong or insufficient conditions. Every exact law requires test conditions of equal exactness, without which it cannot be fairly examined. This philosophy rests upon the scientific facts of the universe and is of too serious import to mankind to be hastily brushed aside. It is worthy of the most earnest examination by every fair-minded individual. Power to act under its theory rests wholly upon an intelligent comprehension of principles. Efficiency in practice depends upon compliance with those principles. Compliance with principles of law can lead only to upright tendencies and must inevitably result in good influences. This is an instruction in the real principles of true law. Knowledge based upon such understanding renders the healing acts in proportionate degree an inevitable result whenever it is rightly applied by pure act of thought and rightly received. Its proofs rest in its results. The entire influence on character is in the direction of general good, uplifting and strengthening the mental, moral, and physical nature, bringing before the understanding a correct estimate of those perfectly natural faculties and powers which are inherent in the inner spiritual nature of every human being, thus developing individuality often to a surprising degree. Mothers and teachers especially find in the power generated by a correct understanding of principle and law the most valuable assistance in their peculiarly trying field of government. In the education of children, it has extraordinary power for promoting efficiency in all branches of learning, clearing the mental faculties, giving self-confidence in ability, and quickening desire for knowledge as no other influence can. Together with the development of a conscience of right, which is invaluable in a child's mental training. Nurses and others engaged in caring for the sick find here the one element that is most needed in their difficult position, i.e., an understanding of the mind of the patient and how to control its morbid action. Nurses who have such understanding invariably succeed in their calling to a degree that others cannot. The intemperate who desires to reform, but have not the control necessary to succeed, may be cured by removal of the real cause of their desire for unnatural stimulants, by one who rightly understands this method of treatment. All of these features are thoroughly taught in this course of study and successfully practiced by graduates. No one who has intelligently and conscientiously studied these principles has ever been found willing to dispense with the knowledge thus attained. Neither do any regret either the time, the effort, or the cost necessary for the most thorough investigation. These are plain facts which honest inquiry among those of your own acquaintance who have rightly examined and therefore know the basis of the philosophy will verify. Do not wrong yourself by attempting to pass hasty judgment based upon the erroneous opinion of those who have not so examined. Therefore, do not know the depth and importance of its teaching, but inquire of those who have thus learned. Examine the evidence carefully and judge without prejudice. If you do this conscientiously, you will find that what they have, you also want, for the principles taught are the very essence of your being. Plan of the course. In response to a large and increasing demand for information in regard to these facts of law and how to employ them for the good of humanity, this course of instruction has been prepared with the view to completeness in detail of information and thoroughness in training for practice, rather than to the attractiveness of a short course of study at a low price, which would be certain to result in various shortcomings and consequent dissatisfaction in the end. Better, not cheaper, is the need of the hour in metaphysical instruction. The principal features in the original plan of this course are as follows: thoroughness in presentation of theory, completeness in detail of the practical application of the principles to the act of healing, the employment of logic as an instrument in formation of thought for definite expression of ideas, the development of the higher sense faculties of intuition and perception, which every individual is in possession of, but which few comprehend the scope and the power of. The practice of analysis before conclusion in dealing with ideas which are new, thus developing the faculty of reason in a high degree, which when properly combined with intuition, with the conclusions carefully tested in practice, develops ability to examine and prove either the truth or falsity of any proposition, thus becoming independent of opinion and its frequent errors. Illustration of the harmony under mathematical law of the relations of metaphysical principles. Demonstration of the following important truths: the eternal unity of being, the real union of intelligence and love, the relation of human life to divine being, the true nature of force and power, the influence of fear on the mental faculties and its reactionary effect upon the nervous system, together with the consequent results to the physical system in sickness, the true nature of the idea of disease, the mental causes of various forms of disease and their right mental remedies, the correspondence between cause and effect in the generation of disease, the elucidation of the more intricate problems is made clear by the use of models which represent mathematical laws and express the true relations of these metaphysical principles which underlie all life and action. Correct concepts of ideas of vital importance are thus aroused in mind and permanent impression made, ensuring remembrance. An extensive set of original charts and blackboard illustrations is a special feature of this explanation. Each pupil is furnished with a copy of the author's chart of being, which explains the relation of attributes and contains the foundation of the plan on which the theory is presented to learners. Graduates are admitted as listeners free of charge to succeeding classes in the same grade, which amounts to a review of the lessons. Copies of notes. Pupils who so desire are supplied with full manuscript copies of the author's notes as used in the class, containing the theory and practice, correspondence between cause and effect, metaphysical diagnostication, original manuscripts and instructions for treating, and other subject matter of equal importance to the pupil, who can thus have the entire instruction so far as it has been put on paper, for ready reference in continuing his studies and in treating. This work has not been published, neither is there to be found any equal collection of information on this subject in any published work. It contains the results of the author's studies and investigations, together with the practical knowledge gained through an extensive and successful practice. The notes are supplied only to members of these classes under contract for individual use only. This becomes necessary in an unpublished work in order that the author's literary rights may be preserved for future use of the subject matter. Written permission will be given for all legitimate uses. Requirements. Experience has demonstrated that the following requirements are absolutely essential to success: ordinary physical health, interest in and desire to know the subject, freedom from prejudice with willingness to investigate solely for the sake of knowledge. No progress is made by him who is already anchored to opinion. Those not in enjoyment of health should first receive the necessary treatment that the mental faculties may be clear and active, otherwise unnecessary effort is made. In important cases, healing is better accomplished through treatment than through study, but health is retained through the many vicissitudes of life by means of the knowledge gained in study. Prices. The science of metaphysical healing is taught by Mr. Whipple to private classes as follows. Complete primary course of 21 lessons, payable on entering the class, $100. Two relatives living together are received for one fee. Permanent use of manuscript, copy of notes optional, payable in advance, £25. The notes cannot be copied or loaned. All copies necessary for legitimate uses will be furnished. Those submitting evidence of inability to pay, as well as that they desire and are ready to receive the instruction, can make satisfactory arrangements to enter the class by applying 1 week in advance. Membership. Applications for membership may be entered at any time and should state whether attendance can best be made at an afternoon or an evening class. Names of applicants will be entered in their general list in the order in which they are received for afternoon or evening class. When the date for the next class is fixed upon, an announcement will be mailed to each name in the general list of applicants. Direct application should then be made at once in order to secure membership in that class. A personal interview must be had at least one day in advance of the opening of the class, with all applicants unknown to us, and the application must be endorsed by some mutual acquaintance. Unendorsed strangers will not be admitted to the class. Leander Edmund Whipple, number 328 Madison Avenue, New York. The Question Class. Is a permanent organization, including in its membership graduates from all of Mr. Whipple's classes. Meetings are held at 328 Madison Avenue on occasional afternoons and evenings throughout the season, each year, for the purpose of the asking and answering of such questions as may arise in the experience of each one in regard to the theory and practice of metaphysical healing. For readings and lectures on special metaphysical subjects of importance in continued study, and for general discussion of kindred subjects. Meetings are free to members. There are no expenses. Mr. Whipple presides at all meetings. Graduates from the primary class become members by virtue of their graduation. This enables those who so desire to continue the study indefinitely by complying with necessary regulations of the meetings. The subject is one of growing importance and is yet in its infancy. Valuable information is continually coming to the surface through the earnest thought that is now being brought to bear upon minds and its hitherto almost unrecognized powers. The question class, in its continued meetings, offers unequaled advantages for keeping pace with progress, as well as for individual assistance in the work. The Metaphysical Society is an association of men and women organized for the purpose of extending the study of metaphysics into the wider scientific field, making scientific investigation of the various phenomena encountered, etc., for the good of humanity and for the general dissemination of knowledge. It is pledged to calm, unprejudiced investigation of facts for truth's own sake. The present membership includes about 50 persons. The society has a library of metaphysical literature, which is free to members. Several permanent committees are now at work and will report at meetings. Regular meetings are held in the society rooms, number 328 Madison Avenue, monthly. Literary exercises of interest on metaphysical subjects are a feature of the meetings. Graduates from Mr. Whipple's classes who so desire are generally prepared to pass examination for membership, other considerations being equal. Any further information desired will be given upon application to the secretary at 328 Madison Avenue, New York City. The end.